Hello everyone, this is Raul Gallegos and welcome to my Thunderbird podcast. This is a podcast slash tutorial of how I like to use Thunderbird and how Thunderbird has met my email needs. I've been using Thunderbird since around mid-2007 and now we are in April of 2010. I've been actually meaning to record a podcast and tutorial for Thunderbird for a series of months now, but I haven't had time. Speaking of time, because of that, this tutorial will be done over a series of different recordings depending on how I have time. And so if you notice a difference in background or a difference in the tone of my voice or anything like that, that it's obvious that there's a break in the recording or some recording editing has been done, then that's the reason. Also, this tutorial is by no means the only way to use Thunderbird, but it is the way that I like to use Thunderbird and how it meets my needs. And so the disclaimer is that you need to take this tutorial as is, and if by listening to this tutorial things happen to you which I have no control over, such as your dog dying or your email exploding, you cannot come to me and say, hey, you caused it. So listen at your own risk is essentially how it works. Alright, so let's go ahead and start. For the machine on this, I'm using a Windows 7 64-bit machine with Windows 7.2. First thing I'm going to do is navigate to my Downloads folder and install Thunderbird.
Start menu. Roll. D. Downloads. Downloads. Up. TH. Thunderbird setup 3.0.4.
Alright, so we are going to install Thunderbird 3.0.4. Also, if I interrupt the speech, I do that just because it's going to say extra things which are pretty much either not relevant to the discussion or because the speech is going to say things that I'm going to be explaining anyway. So as soon as I press enter on this, UAC is going to come up and ask me if I want to allow Thunderbird to continue.
Cancel button. Downloads. Button. No. N. Button dialog user account control. Do you want to allow the following program to make changes to this computer? Program name Thunderbird installer verify.
Okay, so we definitely want to do that.
Yes. Space. Secure your background fake client window. Thunderbird setup 3.0.4 date modified 4.
Okay, so now the installer screen comes up.
Mozilla Thunderbird setup. Welcome to the Mozilla Thunderbird setup wizard. This wizard will guide you through...
Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so we're going to click Next.
Standard S radio button.
And we're going to press Enter on Standard.
Install I.
And button. Enter on this final confirmation.
Cleaning up the birdcage. Dialog static box. Launch Mozilla Thunderbird now. L checkbox checked.
Okay. So installing Thunderbird is a very easy step. Of course, I didn't cover how to find Thunderbird to download it so that you can install it. That's my bad. So to find Thunderbird, simply go to Google using your favorite web browser, Firefox in my case, and you would type download Thunderbird email, and the first link that comes up is the Mozilla Thunderbird email page, and you just have to navigate to the download, and at the time of this recording, the current version is 3.0.4. So now I'm ready to go ahead and start Thunderbird. And as soon as I press enter on the finish button here, it's going to automatically launch Thunderbird, since that's what I want to do. That's how it's going to happen. And the first thing that's going to happen is the initial account setup wizard will start.
Downloads. Thunderbird setup 3.0.4. Date modified.
Now right there it's reading the downloads window since it temporarily got focused. So we're going to silence the download, the reading of the downloads window.
Mail account setup normal.
Okay, so now I just read my screen here with Control Shift T, read the title. So that tells me I'm in the mail account setup. I'm actually going to alt tab over to my downloads window and close that.
Mozilla Thunderbird downloads. Downloads. Mail account setup.
There we go, since we don't need it. If I tab around.
Your name, email, password P. Cancel the button. Your name, email address.
Okay, so very basic information.
Your name, N. Edit box, R-A-U-L space, A. Space, G-A-L-L-E-G-O-S.
Okay, so there's my name. That's how you want your email displayed.
Email address, LMAGIC@AMODEANET.
And the email address is magic@asmodian.net.
Password, P, edit box.
And then the password.
Star.
Okay, so I typed in the password.
Remember password M. Checkbox checked.
Yep, that's fine.
Cancel. Continue. C button.
All right, so now when I press the spacebar and the continue button, the account setup wizard is going to make an attempt to set up the correct settings for my email account. In many cases, it will get it correct. However, for my particular email setup, it will not. And that's okay, because if you're in a situation where it doesn't automatically get your email settings, you want to know how to be able to edit them. So I'm going to tab around.
Start over. Edit. Manual setup. Cancel A. Create account. C button.
Okay, so I have various buttons here. Start over, manual.
Start over, edit. Manual
edit,
setup. Cancel.
Cancel.
Create account.
Create account.
C button.
Create account would be if all the settings are correct. Now, how do I know if they're correct? I'll have to navigate my screen. So it's important that when you make your initial account setup that you know what your account settings are so that you'll know if they're working or not. And if you're not sure what your account settings are supposed to be, then your ISP deserves a phone call.
Top left, your name, Raleigh Galegas. Your name, as shown to others.
Okay, so that's correct.
Email address, magicasmanian.net.
Okay, that's correct.
Password. Start over.
Now it's reading the screen as I hit the number 2 on the keypad to move down the screen.
Thunderbird has found the settings for your email account. Username, magicedit.
Okay, so it says that the username is magic, and then it has the edit button. And in this case, it is incorrect because of the fact that for my email setup, it requires the full email address for the username. So I'm going to tab to the edit button.
Start over, edit, E button.
I'm going to press space.
Space.
And now I'm going to press tab.
Password.
And it puts me
cancel A. Password.
On the password.
Remember password.
Remember
start
password.
Over.
Start over.
Magic.
And there's
edit
a username.
Box.
Now with any edit box, if I start typing, it will erase what's currently there. But if I hit left and right arrow,
C.
It unchecks, or rather it unselects the entire edit box. And now I can just start typing. So I'm going to read my current line with Control Numpad 5.
Magicasmania.net.
And that's what I want.
Retest configuration. R button.
Okay, so now that I have made a change, I want to retest the configuration, so I'm going to press space.
Space.
And now Thunderbird is going to attempt to log into my mail server and see if this is correct. So after a while, if you tab.
Start over, edit. Eat manual setup at cancel. Create account. C button.
Okay, there's the create account. So let's verify with the mouse pointer. In other words, let's review the screen.
Top left, your name, Raleigh Galegas. Your name, as shown to
okay,
others.
So that's correct.
Email address, magicasmanian.net. Password. Remember password. Start over. Thunderbird has found the settings for your email account. Username, magicasmanian.net edit. Incoming. Mail.asmanian.net. IMAP 143 startles.
Okay, so now there is some additional information. Now it has populated the name of my mail server and the type of connection as well as the type of encryption. So mail.asmodian.net is correct. It's using IMAP. Now there is a difference between IMAP and POP, and I'm not going to get into a lot of the differences, but I will tell you that in order to protect your email, especially if you're switching accounts, you may want to go with IMAP until everything's set correctly, and then if you really want POP, then go ahead and use POP. Me personally, I use IMAP for just about everything, and essentially the advantage of using IMAP is I can have Thunderbird set up with IMAP on my desktop at home, on my desktop at work, and on my netbook, and anywhere I launch Thunderbird from any of those three machines, my email accounts are essentially the same. A message that I delete from one computer is deleted automatically, or rather is not there anymore when I check it on the other computer. And you don't really have as much flexibility when you use POP. And so I use IMAP for stuff like that. And then it's also telling me that Start TLS, it's using the TLS type of security. I'm going to keep scrolling down the screen.
Outgoing mail.asmodian.net SMTP 465, SSL TLS.
Okay, so the outgoing shows on ports 465 and it's using an SSL connection. And we'll be able to test that to see if that's correct.
Manual setup cancel. Create account.
And then there's my final buttons for manual setup, cancel, and create account. However,
start
these
over.
Are buttons that I can tab to.
Create account.
And there's my
C
create
button.
Account button, so I'm going to hit space.
Space.
Okay, so now the account's created, and the next window pops up, so let's go ahead and read it.
Mail account setup. Warning. Outgoing settings mail.asmodian.net does not use a trusted certificate. Technical details: Thunderbird can't allow you to get to your mail using the provided configuration.
Okay, so you may or may not get such a screen. I get it because of the fact that I use a cPanel web hosting type of account, and so my personal domain, which is Asmodian.net, its mail certificate doesn't match what the real server certificate is. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. All you have to do in this kind of situation is just go ahead and create the exception. So let's go ahead and tab around.
Link. Technical details. I understand the risks. New checkbox unchecked.
Okay, I understand the risks. Let's go ahead and check that.
Space. Checked. Change settings. S button. Create account. C button.
Okay, create account. So this is sort of a disclaimer that Thunderbird is saying, hey, your server settings don't match with a secure authentication type of connection. So we just want to go ahead and check that box that I understand the risk, and then click the
Space.
Create
Add
account
security
button.
Exception. Server location mail.asmodian.
Okay, now here's another window that has to do with adding that security exception. That way we don't keep getting warnings about it every time.
Cancel. Server. Location. Mail.asmodian.net 143 edit box. Server. Get certificate. G button.
Okay, so all we have to do is go to the add exception.
Certificate status. View V button. Certificate status. Permanently store this exception. P checkbox check.
Good.
Confirm security exception.
And there
G
it
button.
Is. So we're going to confirm the security exception.
Space. Use Thunderbird as the default client for list box system integration.
Okay, so now that the account's created, another dialog box comes up, and this goes into the initial Thunderbird setup itself. So we're done with the account creation, but now we need to customize the actual usage of Thunderbird. So this window comes up, and it asks you to integrate Thunderbird with Windows and message searching. I'm just going to leave it at the defaults.
Allow Windows search to search messages. S checkbox unchecked. Always perform this check when starting Thunderbird. A checkbox checked. Okay. But space. Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird.
Now you'll notice that I just received new email. It plays the default email tone. I took the initial effort of subscribing this email address to one of the GW Micro mailing lists, and so it's going to have some email there already. However, before we get into the nitty-gritty of reading and writing email, we need to set up Thunderbird for initial use. When it first loads, it has the email box, it has a welcome screen, and it has the preview pane turned on. So let's go ahead. The first thing we want to do is turn the preview pane off, and that's under the View/Layout menu. So Alt-V followed by L.
V, Cont L.
And then I'm going to press up arrow.
Message pane MFA checked.
And there's my message pane, which is preview pane, message preview. It's got different names to it, but message pane. You want this to be off, so I'm going to press enter and remove the checkbox from it.
Menu closed. Test 1 raw leg legis magic asmodian.net 4/14/2010/8/13 p.m. 4/14/2010/8/13 p.m. new 1kb magic asmodian.net 4. 1 of 118 list box.
Okay, so it just read the first message on there. It's message number 1 of 118. So there's quite a bit of messages, and this is good because this allows us to play around with sorting, with message filters, and all kinds of neat little things. As you notice, it read a lot of information, and toward the end it read the new status. And so later on in the tutorial we'll be covering how to rearrange the status and what you actually hear. But first, we still have to do this initial account, I'm done with the account. We need to do the initial Thunderbird setup. So the first thing we did is we turned off the preview pane. That's F8, or you can do an Alt-V followed by L, followed by up arrow, followed by Enter. All right, so the next thing we need to do is go to Tools and Options, Alt-T followed by O.
T, address O, menu closed. Options General 1 of 6 list box.
Okay, so the General Options, or rather the Thunderbird Options, has 6 major tabs, which you can hit left and right arrow on, and some of them even have sub-tabs. For example, under the Compose, there are 3 sub-tabs. So I'm not going to go through every single one, but I am going to quickly just tab to the one that I'm changing, and I'll explain why I'm changing that. And if you want to change others and customize them to however you want, then you can certainly do that as you move along with this or on your own time.
Thunderbird start page. When Thunderbird launches, show the start page in the message area. W checkbox checked.
All right, so we definitely want to uncheck that.
Space unchecked. Thunderbird start page. Thunderbird play a sound. Use the add-ons. Okay, cancel. General.
Okay, so the rest of that screen basically allows you to pick what start page you want to display, your sound and your add-on window and that kind of stuff. So we're done with that.
Display 2 of 6. Colors text color T0s.
Okay, so for display, we don't need to change anything.
Composition 3 of 6 list box.
Okay, so now we're in the composition tab, and we're going to make a couple of changes here. And you'll notice when I press tab,
general 1 of 3.
It has three subtabs.
Forward message. Add extension to file. Auto save every. Auto save every. Confirm when using keyboard shortcut to send message. See checkbox checked.
Okay, so if you tab a few times under the general subtab, we're going to go to this checkbox.
Space. Unchecked.
And uncheck it, because when we send messages using the keyboard, which is Control Enter, we don't want Thunderbird to confirm that that's really what we want to do.
Check for missing attachments. M checkbox checked.
This one I also uncheck.
Space unchecked.
If your mail message has certain words like archive, zip, word, file, anything like that, just in context, Thunderbird tries to be smart and say, hey, maybe you need to send an attachment in case you're trying to send that message and you don't have an attachment. So it's a good way to remind you, but it gets annoying, so I turn that off.
Keywords. HTML. HTML. Set. Okay. Cat. Composition.
Okay, so we're back to our composition, but I'm going to go back into the subtabs.
General. 1 of 3.
So I'm in the general of composition.
Addressing. 2 of 3.
Addressing. This handles, or rather, this allows you to make changes to how your address book is done. By default, every outgoing email address that you send mail to will be added to your address book, and that's okay for me.
Spelling, 3 of 3.
Okay, so under the spelling, and again, I'm still under composition, in the spelling section, I check the box that says spell check messages before sending, and I also uncheck the spell as you go, or spell check as you go.
Check spelling before sending. See checkbox unchecked. Space
okay,
check.
So I'm going to check that.
Enable spell check as you type. E checkbox check. Space unchecked.
And uncheck that one. So I simply just reverse the state of those two checkboxes.
Language. Link. Okay. Cat. Composition. 3 of 6 list box.
All right, I'm done. So I'm going to move on to the next major tab.
Security. 4 of 6.
And the next one.
Attachments. 5 of 6.
And the next one.
Advanced. 6 of 6.
The advanced tab has several tabs, subtabs rather, underneath.
General, 1 of 5. Tab control.
This is where you control more advanced things like junk mail, receipts, that kind of stuff. The only one we're interested in right now is the second tab.
Reading display, 2 of 5.
Reading display. This one's very important. In the reading display, or rather, let me back up a little bit. In other email programs, for example, Outlook Express, when you press enter on a message and it opens, it actually opens up in a new window. And when you're in that message reading window, you can press, for example, alt right arrow, alt left arrow, or delete or whatever, and it loads the next or prior message or, you know, whatever in that same window. But when you're ready to go back to your list of messages in your inbox, all you have to do is press escape and that window closes. Okay, so there's a little bit of history on how a lot of us are used to using that type of setup with mail programs. With Thunderbird, by default, new messages are opened in new tabs. In a tab, if you're used to, for example, Internet Explorer 7 and 8 and Firefox, it has tab browsing, which means that you can have multiple pages open under the same browser window. This means that I can press, or for example, I could have Google.com in one tab, I can have GWMicro.com in another, I could have Amazon.com in a third one, and while I'm in my Firefox window, all I have to do is press Control Tab and I'll move between tabs without moving out of the program. Thunderbird has the same thing. So by default, what it does is opens each new message in a tab. Well, when it does that, the only way to close that message is with Control W. So this is sort of counterintuitive if you're used to using email programs like Outlook Express or Windows Mail, where all you have to do is press the escape key. So we're going to change a setting in here to make it behave that way.
Reading. Automatically marked immediately on this. Open messages in. A new tab. 1 of 3. T radio button checked.
Okay, so it's a set of radio buttons. All you have to do is press down.
Open messages in. A new message window. 2 of 3. And radio button checked.
And that's it. Now we can tab to the OK button and press space.
Reading. Display. Show only displayed. OK. Button. Space. Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Test 1 Raleigh.
Okay, so now we're done with the tools and options settings. Now, the next time that I go into Tools and Options, I'm actually going to be placed in the same spot where I left off. Thunderbird does this so that wherever you leave, that's where you come back, and so it doesn't automatically start you at the beginning. Some view that as good, some view that as bad. There may be a hack to make Thunderbird automatically return you to the very beginning, but I haven't cared enough to research it further, so I'm just letting you know that that's the way it is. Okay, the last part of the initial setup is making some account setting changes. And to go to your account settings is Alt-T followed by S.
T, context menu, S. Menu closed, list box, account settings, magic, asmodian.net, expanded 1 of 3, depth 1, tree view.
Okay, so this window here is a tree view, so you press your up and down arrow to get to different categories based on your account. And the major branch of the tree view is your account, and then it has sub-branches, that'll be part of that account. If you have multiple accounts, for example, if you have a work email, a home email, and some other email, each one of them has its own account settings so that you can customize and make things happen the way you like for each. Okay, so since we only have one account, which is magic@asmodian.net, I'm in the main part of the tree, so I'm going to press tab a few times.
Account settings, magicasmodian.net. Account name and magicasmodian.net edit box.
So you have things like the name.
Default identity. Your name, Y.
Identities, and I'm not going to get into identities.
Default identity. Email address E. Default identity. Reply to address S. Default identity. Organization O. Edit box.
So here I can type in organization if I want, so I'm going to type in
H-O-M-E.
Home. You don't have to, this is just something that I do. So that if people are looking at the organization headers of the email, they can see if it's my work email or my home email or anything like that.
Default identity. Use HTMLE.g. Be bold, BL. Default identity. Signature text, text edit box.
Okay, so for signature text, I'm going to type in a signature here.
R-A-U-L space period. Period. A period space. G-A-L-E-G-O-S.
Pressing enter. It's a multi-line edit box, and so I can safely press enter. And it takes me to a new line on this signature box.
H-O-M-E space P-A-G-E colon space double 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 period A-S-M-O-D-E-A-N period N-E-T.
New line.
T-W-I-T-T-E-R colon space R-A-G-A-L-L-E-G-O-S.
Okay, new line. And now if I press Control Home to go to the top. There's my first line.
Homepage www.asmodian.net.
Next line.
Twitter Agalegos.
And third line. And then another line to put a blank at the end of my signature. So I can put in my signature here. Now Thunderbird also gives you the ability to specify a file that has your signature, and that's good for situations like you might have a program that automatically changes your signature every so often, and so the result of that is you have a random tagline or random signature when you write mail. There's also maybe some weather programs that might write to your signature to tell what the current weather is when you send out a message. And so if you want to get creative like that, Thunderbird gives you the ability to do so. Otherwise, you can just type in your signature here. So that's the first thing that I do. This is in the main account tree view.
Default identity. Attach the signature from a file. Default combo. Okay. Cast. Magicasmodian.net. Expanded 1 of 3 tree view.
Okay, so I'm back to my original tree view here, my main branch. I'm going to press down.
Server settings.
I don't need to change anything with the server settings. This is where I would change if I need to change ports or anything like that.
Copies folders 2 of 7.
I don't need to change anything there.
Composition addressing.
Okay, I do need to change things here under composition and addressing.
Account
action. Hit tab a few times.
Composition. Compose messages in HTML format. See checkbox checked. Space unchecked.
Okay, I'm going to uncheck that so that I do not compose messages in HTML, which means that I will compose messages in text, and that's what I want.
Composition. Automatically quote the original message when reply and M checkbox checked.
Yep, that's fine.
Composition. Then, T. Start my reply below the quote combo box.
Okay, so I'm going to change that to start my reply above the quote.
Start my reply above the quote.
By default, Thunderbird will place your cursor at the very bottom of the message that you're responding to. Most people in today's email world will put their replies on top, and so Thunderbird will automatically place your cursor there. And then the next box also might need to be changed.
Composition, and place my signature as below the quote recommended. Combo box.
You can make it so that your signature is placed immediately after the message that you write, And I usually leave it below because that way I write my message and then immediately after that it just shows so-and-so said, blah, 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 you know, and so on and so forth, and people don't have to go through my signature line. So it'll place my signature at the very bottom since my signature is three lines, and eventually people know what my signature is anyway, so they don't need to know it every single time unless they want to. So I just leave it alone.
Composition. Include signature for replies as checkbox checked.
Okay, so it'll put my signature if I reply to a message, and then the next one...
Composition. Include signature for forwards W checkbox unchecked.
Okay, so it will put it in for replies, but it will not put it for forwards, and that's the default. I just leave it like that. So this is all the settings that I need to change under my account settings. So now I'm going to go ahead and tab to the OK button and press space.
When OK, cancel, OK, space, test one, draw, leg, legis, magicus, mod.
Okay, so I mentioned earlier that I wasn't going to go into the identities, but I will explain them a little bit. Essentially, I have an account called magic@asmodian.net, and maybe when certain messages come in or messages come into a certain folder, or it's sort of like a personality. If I want to respond to a message with a different signature or respond to a message with a different reply to line or a different display name, then I would want to set identities. And so an identity is sort of like an alias of the same account. So it's still the same email account, but it just looks slightly different when you respond to it or create messages and all that. So that's getting into a little more advanced stuff, and I'm not really going to get into that, but that's essentially how it's used. So this pretty much covers the first portion of the Thunderbird tutorial. That was installing Thunderbird, initial account setup, and initial Thunderbird setup. In the next part, I'll cover things like writing mail and responding to mail. And so until then, happy emailing.